have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question this week. What connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and you're not able to just sit and watch it live, you could be listening while you're doing whatever you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, we are heard up and down the world by everybody and their mama. So you could be listening. You can podcast, of course, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And follow us on social media. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. It's Wednesday, every Wednesday. The last hour of every Wednesday show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta! Beta male! Yo, a man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male! Live right, be right, and lead the way.
You are not the father. Yes. Miss Miller!
Irrespectful.
Sorry.
Miss Miller.
I'm sorry. Donald Trump was ordered to pay over $83 million in damages to writer E. Jean Carroll.
I absolutely trust the jury, and I think that they made their decision based on the evidence.
You know who has to pay.
You just showed me where your priorities were right there.
First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping.
I'm a single mother with nobody that loves me on my child. What you cheering for? This is this baby's life.
What the? What mess? I rest my case. Let me go quickly to Cody. To Cody, a first-time call out of Massachusetts. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Debbie. Nice to speak with you finally.
Thank you.
This morning I had an incident happen where it's the same situation about like what's going on in the rest of the country, essentially, where this person that I share, so in Boston, it's damn near impossible to afford rent. It's like, I don't need to cuss, I'm sorry, I apologize. But it's just like, it's super, Michelle Wu, I don't know if you know who she is.
I do.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst person ever. More Haley, all of them, just, I just want to go off. But I'm sorry. But I definitely voted red completely going forward for Massachusetts. So I'm trying to help this over here, but it's not. But anyways, I'm sorry. But so this morning, there was an incident. I share an apartment, and it's four other people that stay here. There's a kid at the end of the hall, and he's been touching my stuff. So I was just like, okay, you know, I'm just going to, like, let it go by and just, you know, ignore it. Just move on from it. And then it's been going on for months now where he's been doing this. So I was just like, let me say something to the landlord. I said something to the landlord. She said for me to call the cops on my own. And I was like, you're the landlord. You should be doing this. This is your property. So then the cops come all of a sudden. I didn't call them. He called them. And then they're switching the situation onto me now. And then they're trying to, like, essentially, like, violate my rights. I always have the Constitution with me. I have a printed copy of it specifically. So I always have it with me, my ID, everything. Like, I'm well aware of my rights. So I try to make sure that I avoid all of anything like this happening. But again, it's just like, I wanted to call in just to see, like, am I crazy? And is this, like, what should I be doing in this situation? I definitely filmed them doing, like, the cops coming in the house and everything going on and whatnot. I just feel like I'm trying to get, like, another opinion on what I should be doing in this situation.
So you live at a place where you have several roommates. One of the roommates is taking your stuff, you say?
Correct. And this is just something, that's not, like, it's not something that's a big deal. It's just something that, like, it's just the principle of the whole thing. It's just like you're taking my stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like
why haven't you said something to the guy the roommate that's taking your stuff?
I have said something to him, and that's the thing. It's just like it's been to the point where I just don't want to have a confrontation happen. I have had many struggles in my life where it's like, if I lose this, I will be on my ass. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'd be on my butt. So I just, I don't want to have something like this, you know, happen. You know what I mean?
Have you talked to the other roommates about it?
If you were to live or see any of the news that's going on in Somerville, you can easily just go on Google and just look at it.
Have you spoken with the other roommates about it?
I have tried to, but again, the people that live here are just unstable and just uncoordinated. They don't know what's going on in life. So I tried to talk to them about things, and they just, you know, it just doesn't get through.
And so when you told the other roommate to stop taking your stuff, what did he say?
It didn't get through. It was ignored. And that's what I'm saying. I told the landlord this, and then I went through with trying to, you know, go through the proper way. And
so told the roommate, stop taking my stuff, the roommate just ignored you?
Yes.
And why have you moved out?
Living situation. I don't have things to fall back on, and essentially, so I don't want to be sleeping outside. And I've done that before, so I don't want to go back to that. So, so that's essentially why I'm trying to just, like, contain myself. And
can you lock yourself away? Is he still in it?
I mean, that is what. So we share the bathroom, so it's in the there's a cabinet, and that's why he's going into it itself and taking it, and that's why it's not a huge deal, but it's just the principle of the whole situation, and I just tried to, you know, step away to not get involved or, you know.
Why don't you keep your stuff, keep your bathroom stuff in your bedroom?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. That's why but that's the thing. I shouldn't have to do that, but I do understand what you're saying. You're right.
So here's what I recommend, because I got to run. Stay calm. Don't get angry.
Right.
And it's never a time for anger, no matter what situation comes, what happens to you. There's never a time to get angry. So watch that anger. And then just take your stuff. If right now you can't afford to move, and your roommates are not going to do anything about it, your landlord is not going to do anything about it, just put your stuff, your supplies in the bathroom, and when you go, in your bedroom, and when you go to brush your teeth or whatever, just take it with you. Don't make it a big deal.
and that's what I'm saying. Is like bringing to, because I had all this on film, and the cops like came all into the house, and there was four of them, four police officers for this. I'm not sure why. I'm not trying to go into a longer thing. I know you have to go. I'm sorry, but yeah, it was just like a whole thing that happened this morning, and I was just like, all of this for nothing at all. Like, you know what I mean?
It's just your roommate black? Toiletry
stuff. Yes.
And are you white?
Yes.
Oh, here's what I recommend. Stay calm. Number one, always. Always stay calm.
Thank you, Jesse.
And then so take your stuff for now, put it in your bedroom, and use it as needed. And then you have a job? Okay, just take your time, save some money, and when you're able to move out. But don't argue about it. Just, hey, I told you to steal with my stuff. You won't. You keep stealing it. But just put it in your bedroom, and don't argue with him about it. Don't let him use it. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to overreact because I've been terrible situations like this, so I appreciate you reaching out and speaking with me. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Don't overreact to anything or anyone. You're overreacting to the devil, right? So you told the guy, hey, stop taking my stuff, and he's doing it because he knows he can irritate you. There's nothing going to be done about it, he thinks. So put it away in your bedroom and live your life.
Okay.
I wish you well, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to David out of New York. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir.
I want to answer the biblical question today.
What connects you with the physical world?
Okay, so I've been a holistic health advocate for 20 years, talking about health, bringing people back to you know, their lifestyle and healing in that way. Your message has impacted me more than anything else because it made me realize at the time working at a health food store, which turned out to be a cult. And one of my friends put me onto your message, and it totally changed the course of my life and made me realize that it's not what goes into us that defiles us, but that which comes out, which brings me to the answer to the biblical question. What connects us to the physical world is the spirit.
No, it's not. And it's not what connects us. What connects you with the physical world?
Okay. So what connects me to the physical world
right.
is the spirit. And the spirit actually is the breath, and the breath is life, which relates to the heart, which is, I had a really deep epiphany about this recently because you often say salvation is of the heart, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I realized heart conditions are actually the leading cause of death in the U.S. and the world. And the human condition is wrought with insanity, mental illness, and all of this stuff. And I asked myself, what is salvation? And I looked deeper. And did you know salvation is actually related to the word for salt?
A salt?
Yeah, like salt, like the taste, like the flavor.
Oh, salt.
Like salty food.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So salvation comes from a root word. It's like where Jesus says, you're the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall saltiness be restored? And in the ancient times, salt actually means salvation because it was a prized commodity. In building empires and humans and animals, they need salt to survive. Armies on campaign didn't have time to hunt and gather. They salted meats and fish and cheese. So salt was a necessary ingredient in almost everything. And that's where we get the term, he's worth his salt, or salt money, and the word salarium, which is the word for salary, actually, the modern word for salary.
And so what connects you to the physical world?
The Holy Spirit. And it dawned on me the connection between salt and sweet.
Oh,
now,
okay.
You often say sometimes people have too much sugar in their tank when they're like soft, when they're like a beta. And people who are like alpha tend to have more salt. But what dawned on me from this revelation was there's a chapter in Galatians chapter 5 and 22. I know it's not Bible Thump for Thursday, but they refer to this, the fruits of the Spirit. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so when I was working at this place, which was a cult, and you helped me to recognize that I'm an individual, and I ended up leaving, there was probably two or three Christians or conservative people there. And this guy, he put me on to the verse in Matthew when it says, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of the person is worse than the first. And that is how it will be with the wicked generation. So this man said this to me, and he said, David, what does it mean? And I went away, and I thought about it, and I couldn't figure it out. And 7 years later, it finally dawned on me.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you, Dave. I got to run Bible Thumper Thursdays tomorrow.
Sure. Thank
you for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, David.
I appreciate you. Keep up the good work, Jesse.
All right, buddy. You too.
Bye.
Okay. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. There's a line. Tanya is out of Florida. Tanya, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tanya. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. And it actually was super easy to get through. Again, the first time I called is my second call.
Amazing.
The first time I called, it was like immediately I got through, which the impulse came upon me suddenly. I'll refresh your memory on what I called about the first time. You'll probably remember once I tell you the details. My husband and my mother, my husband and I were married 22 years when I found out that they were having a sexual encounters all during the length of my marriage. And I had called you and you had really helped me through some stuff I was going through at that time with that. And the update today, which is very interesting, is today's my birthday and my mother died today.
Nice.
So, yeah. Both. It is. It's a bittersweet thing because it feels like it's the end of an era. It's the end of a chapter. And it's funny, when I told my daughters, they laughed because of the fact that it enlightened me by that they're laughing. I didn't take it as a mean thing when they laughed because I was just kind of full circle. And I just felt like it was appropriate to call and connect with you again on this. I just felt like it. So that's what I'm doing. So
oh,
I didn't
man.
Know if you had anything to say.
I wish you well. And are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes. I now here's the thing. I don't do it with your video. I sit in stillness for myself. I actually do it more than every morning and every night. I do it all the time.
Nice. Nice.
It's not with the video, but it's more of a lifestyle thing for me. But
If it works, that's right. No problem.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten so many revelations and I you helped me so much last time to realize that I was so scared about going to my mom to forgive her with all that I was experiencing internally. And you put my mind at ease by telling me I did not have to go to her, which made it easier for me to step past the situation. And I really much appreciated that because I was struggling with that.
Did you do a FaceTime?
I did not do a FaceTime. I never talked to her again after that whole experience.
Oh, you didn't try to go and forgive her?
I didn't go to her face. I couldn't. And when I had talked to you, you said I didn't have to go to face her because of what I was going through with the experience that.
Did you try to FaceTime with her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not.
And you asked God to do what?
To help me see if that's what I was supposed to do.
And have you forgiven? No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
I forgot what my thought was.
You about to say you asked God if you were supposed to something.
If I was supposed to, even though you had told me I didn't have to go face her, you said that if I do, basically what you do if they're passed on already, you find it in your heart to understand where they were coming from and that they couldn't help it and see where I had gone wrong and I couldn't help myself. And I understand my mom was very severely abused as a child and what led her into the position where she allowed herself to behave in the way she did. It really wasn't about me, personally, she wasn't trying to harm me personally. She was coming from her own inner conflict.
Right.
And so that realization was very important for me to let go of that. And I didn't know if I was supposed to go face to face with her. And I know that's the best way, but I think my story is a very unique and individual story. So
Was she going to get violent or something?
I don't know if it was get violent or something. It just was like, when all of that went down, I just completely let go of that whole part of my life.
Okay. Like, but you forgave her, right? You forgave her.
I did.
Okay.
I think that I couldn't get to where I am now without having had that realization. And then her passing, it just was and on my birthday of all days, it just was just an interesting phenomenon. So I thought I would round it off by talking to you a second time.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. May her soul rest in peace. Happy birthday to you. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Thank you, Tanya.
Yes. Thank you kindly. You have a wonderful day.
All right now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Johnson from North Carolina. You're on the air, Johnson.
How you doing, sir?
All
this
way.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that I'm not having a good day today. I fell in love with this girl who was epileptic, and I took care of her, made sure that she was fine. She took like 30 medications, and I asked her to marry me, and we got engaged, and we started having kids, and she just started changing on me. She started getting really angry and nasty on me, and she watched this video of, if you think your husband's loyal, do this app and check this and you can find all things. And well, she found out that I watched porn and she really changed. I mean, every single day for 2 years, from the moment I woke up from the morning to the moment I walked in the door, she was, hell to pay. She spent all night looking at my phone in the bathroom, and she just had manic episodes, and her seizures stopped because she started having kids, but she changed as a person, her parents were always undermining me. I didn't want her to smoke, so I wouldn't buy her cigarettes or a vape, and her parents would always be there, and eventually they convinced her to leave me, and I was a fool. I left everything, and they took everything out of my apartment. I mean, just left me with nothing but things that she broke and holes on the wall that she put in the drywall. And, I'm here like the Grinch stole Christmas. And I don't really know what to do. Like, I don't want to live here. She doesn't want me to see the kids. I mean, her parents are millionaires, and I mean, I don't have nowhere near the kind of family support or money that she does, and I don't want to fight in a court because I just seen it with my father. I'm like third generation removed from their father, and I've just seen it with my grandpa, my father. I've seen it with my mom doing it to my stepdad, and my stepdad wants to give me a house, but I don't want the house because I want to work for everything I have, And honestly, it sounds like I'd be a, bitch if I was, if I took the house. And my real father wants to come and take me. He wants to teach me everything about remodeling. But I kind of want to grab everything, and I want to go to Alaska and learn there by myself, where I have no one, constantly badgering me or trying to convince me to do this or that, and I can be out there and work and learn skills by myself, just like I did in Pittsburgh.
And your question, are you a first-time caller?
No, I called a couple years ago.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 28.
And so why did you marry her?
Because I thought she would make a good wife.
You thought an epileptic? Why would you think an epileptic woman would make a good wife?
Well, she was just caring about me. She was feeding my ego.
Yeah.
And, when she stopped having seizures because I got her pregnant, I expected things from her. Like, taking care of the kids, cleaning the house, cooking food. And she didn't know how to do any of that. But I taught her. And I taught her how to do everything. And she was very critical, even though she didn't know how to do it. But, you know, eventually I was trying to deal with her being a perfect man. But when she started screaming at me every, you know, time I walked in the door, you know, after 2 years, I couldn't be perfect. I started getting angry. And I started, you know, lashing back and, you know, being like, hey, quit yelling at me. And you know, saying like, well, you know, because I couldn't even say, like, if she brought me some raw chicken, you know, because she cooked it wrong, I couldn't even be like, this chicken is raw. She'd get upset with me.
And did you eat know? The chicken?
No. But she would get upset if I was.
And so your question for me is what?
What should I do? Should I go out and live my dream of, you know, being by myself and learning, you know, during certain skills in Alaska? Or should I try to do one of the things that my fathers are trying to offer me, like my stepdad? But I don't want anything to do with him, honestly. And my real dad, which I've only seen him 3 times in my life.
So you do what you see is best for you, but do what you want to do. You are this woman that's gone now, and she's taking your kids. If you want to go to Alaska, you have nothing to hold you back. Why don't you? And again, let it be your decision, not mine, but yours. Do what you want to do.
Thank you.
Do the one you want to do, but stay away from anger. Do the silent prayer. Stay away from anger and finally live your life.
Thank you. That's everything I need to know.
But do what you want to do, not because your father said it or I said it or anyone said it. You're a single man now. Go and live your life.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stay with the prayer, right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. That's the line open. Corey out of Michigan. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm back, and not to drive you crazy this time, but I do have a question about moving out. I heard what you just said to that guy, like, don't do what you're saying, do what I want to do. But really quick, here's the situation. I'm 19. I do have a boyfriend. He is on a journey with God as well. He has his own apartment. I spend a lot of time there, but I live at home. But God bless my parents. They just have a lot of spiritual stuff going on within them, and it's causing a lot of conflict in my life. And I just want to know the appropriate time to make that call to move out to my boyfriend.
To move out to your boyfriend?
Yes.
You're trying to decide if you want to go and live with your boyfriend?
Yes.
How old are you?
19.
And are you guys getting married?
We're not, and that's the only thing that I would say is holding me back is because I know, like, you're supposed to be married. So, like, I just don't know what to do due to the fact that my parents, like, their hell in them is causing them to work against me. And I don't know the appropriate time to make that call to be like, okay, enough is enough.
What are your parents doing to you that made you want to move?
Well, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I know you can understand the devil works through my mom, and my mom controls my dad, which causes my dad not to be able to protect me and hear me. So my mom's always in control. She tells me she's not going to take me to my, like, mandatory chiropractor appointments just because she doesn't want to. And then there's just so many things she
hold
puts
on, Cora, hold
mind.
On. Hold, can you okay. hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. A quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Line. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. And James Hake is on fire. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV, he black. And Joel Friday TV has a guest today. He has a guest. It should be interesting. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And the American Anchor Baby is on fire as well. Energy given to him. By God. You don't want to miss it. And then, this coming Friday, we have the men's forum tomorrow night. Every first Thursday night for men only. And those meetings are amazing. And I'm not playing. And at the third Thursday night, the latest forum at 7 p.m., and the ladies are on fire. They're working on themselves. I'm telling you. I don't know if I ever seen a group of women like the Bond women. And they come from all over. Work on themselves and real serious about it. They just didn't know beforehand. They just didn't know. Once they heard, the truth said yes. And they said, okay, true. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday. It was an inspiring interview. I have to put it that way. I had a talk with Lozo. Loza. Not Lozo. Loza. L-O-Z-A. Loza. Alexander. A conservative rapper and producer. And he's best known for his version of Let's Go Brandon. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to me, man, is our people. You know, our people to wake up.
You fear hell?
Absolutely. And there's no way I believe that when you die, nothing happens. I have more anger and resentment towards my enemies, ex-girlfriends.
When you forgive your parents, you're going to love your enemy. You and I and no one else has a right to be angry at anyone. Have you ever been a slut maker?
Nah.
Oh, It was inspiring. Wait until you see it. It was something else. And also, donate to the Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv/donate. You can do it on Locals as well. And check out Tall Babies t-shirt. We have them again. Isn't that amazing? The Anchor Baby put design that.
Amazing.
It was once banned, but we're able to offer it again. At least for now. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. A lot of good stuff there. rebuildingtheman.com/store. The American Jesse Lee Peterson's The American Tall Baby. Who designed that? The picture itself?
The original was designed by Lock Your Door.
Oh, yeah, Lock Your Door.
And then
Lock Your Door got a bunch of babies now, he and his wife.
Nice.
They know they're having some white babies. They are popping them out every day.
Awesome.
After a while, they're going to need one of those family trucks.
Are they liberal white babies?
No, these are conservatives.
Nice.
These are truly conservative. Congratulations to Lock Your Door and your wife.
That's a beautiful family.
And follow us on social media, right? Ring the bell, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We are on JLP Talk on X. And you can subscribe and follow JLP Radio Network on YouTube and Instagram. So let me go quick back to Cora. Cora is 19 from Michigan. And you're thinking, Cora, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
And so your question for me is what?
Well, kind of like, what does it mean when, like, I think it's from the Bible? Like, what does it mean that you can't live with your boyfriend? Like, why do you have to wait till you're married? Because, like, what if you're just in, like, a sticky situation? Do you kind of just stick it out, or?
What's your sticky situation?
Hell. I couldn't sit here and explain. It's too much. But I explained before, it's kind of just, like, the devil working through my mom working through my dad because he is controlled by her. So I basically am falling back on nothing. Like, All they're willing to do is take me to work and back, which is okay. But, like, I have so many other things they're putting roadblocks in because I don't have a car right now. And it's just, like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but at times it is the worst thing in the world. And I'm kind of just sitting in this position, like, when do I make that choice to just move on?
Does your boyfriend want you to move in with him?
Yeah, he would love me to. He's very supportive of, like, what's going on.
So if you move in with your boyfriend, what would change as opposed to what's happening at home?
Nothing would change with the hell in me. That is what I'm responsible for. I think what would change, hopefully, is the roadblocks that I'm having here at home with parents that I'm not sure if they're working on themselves or not. I do know Aiden is working on himself. So whatever is going on with them is working to get at me here at home. Some days worse than others. But when is it the point where I'm like, okay, I should just move on with my life? Like, when do I make that call?
You make that call right now.
Oh. And what's that call?
Stop judging your parents. You can't fix them.
Right. I've forgiven them and everything. I understand what's going on. And I don't judge them. I know this evil. Like, I'm nothing.
You go to work.
That.
You go to work. Okay. You work on you. You eventually buy yourself a car so you can be able to drive yourself around. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you get yourself an apartment. If you move in with your boyfriend now, it ain't going to work. You're 19 years old. How old is he?
19.
It ain't going to work. Right now, you got your mind on moving in with him, and all of a sudden, mama and daddy and everybody seems so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are too young to move in and you're not married anyway, and you're not mature enough to get married.
Okay.
You're not ready for that yet.
No, for sure. I totally agree. And that, like, so.
And you're not even ready to move in, because moving in is no different than being married. So I would recommend you not do it. You're both too young. Both of you continue to work on yourself to overcome anger and to just build a life for yourself, whatever things you want. But you're not ready to be with a boyfriend yet. And I'm not telling you to not date.
Yeah.
You still can date him, but you're not ready to move in. Get that out of your mind. What the?
No, I know. That's like crazy because my mind's been, it's been traveling. So what do you advise me to do to deal with what's going on within my parents? Like, how do, like, if they put roadblocks to, like, my appointments I need to get to and tell me they won't take me, like, what are the things you suggest I do with that?
If you can't you take an Uber or something until you get a car? You have a job, right?
That's the thing. It's been so jumpy because my mom's like, I don't want to take you to that job. It has to be closer. It's just like every little thing.
Do you have a job?
I did, and then it was too far, so I have to get a closer job now. It's like every little thing has just been like.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I did have a job. I don't now. I just did two interviews.
So do you have a job?
Not right now.
Do you have a job?
No.
Okay. So get yourself a job and go down to the corner, get a job at the market, get a job at the fast food place, get a job cleaning somebody's house or something where you can walk to work. You don't need your mama.
And you really think I should walk?
No, I'm just saying you don't want to be restricted like that.
No, I know. But I'll walk if that's really what you think is
No, I don't know your environment. I don't live there with you. I can't make that decision. But what I'm telling you is stop judging your parent.
Yeah.
Stop. If you, I don't know why they want you to work so close to the home because I'm not there. But go if there are jobs right near where you live, why not go there and get a job?
No, they're letting me work close. It's like 5 minutes away. I'm going to try to work at this little pet place.
Well, go get a job, a full-time job, save your money, and eventually you'll be able to get your car. Mm-hmm. And one thing will lead to another because your boyfriend is not going to want to drive you to work. Both of you guys, 19, you're not mature. You're going to get sick of each other really fast.
No, you're right. And one more question is, I don't judge my parents. The only thing that judges my parents is the evil in me that's judging the evil in them.
Right.
So should I just watch that when it comes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But forget about moving in. You hear me?
Okay, I'll try. It's been a while for me thinking that, so I'm going to try.
You've been thinking about moving in for a long time?
Yes, because it's so hard here with everything going on.
What made you think it's going to be easy there?
Honestly, you're kind of right about that.
No, that was a question.
It's probably not going to be easier, but I thought it would be easier because I know Aiden would make sure my needs are met at least.
See, he can't take care of your needs. He's 19.
I mean, fair, but maybe the devil was like, it's easier. So I was like, yay. I just kind of went with that. But now you're telling me it's not. I'm willing to stick it out.
You need to snap out of it.
Okay.
You listen to the devil. You're not ready yet for that. Dating is still fine if it's working out, but forget about moving in. Satan is making you, he's telling you, oh, your situation at home is really bad. It's not going to work. You're 19. Why don't you just move in with Aiden? Aiden is working on himself. He's going to meet your need. All Satan is doing is giving you another bad decision because you're in your head and you're consulting with the devil and you're going to go from one bad decision to a worse one.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy. That's insane. Okay, I better stop that. I didn't know I knew I was doing that, but it's a lot to explain, but maybe I didn't know I was all the way doing that. So I'm glad I called you because
you're 19 years old. You can relax. You got your own bedroom there. Don't argue with your parents. Don't be caught. Don't think, oh, I'm working on myself, so I'm better than them. I'm smart. I know what I want. You don't know what you want yet.
Right.
You're judging your parents.
But not me, the devil in me.
Whatever.
Right? Okay.
But,
and how do, and to stop judging them, do I just watch the thoughts?
That's all you need to do. And it's not you. Don't identify with it. But don't be, oh, look at them. They ain't working on my daddy ain't protecting me. You're 19. You don't need protection now.
Period. That's true. That's so true. I don't because I'm an adult now. It's, you know, you're right. You're right. You're speaking sense into me. Okay. I don't need protection. I'm 19. I'm good. Like,
just calm down.
I cleaned my room yesterday. Like,
you didn't clean your room?
No, I spot cleaned my room yesterday to make it all like my own little environment.
Right.
There, so, yep.
Make your room your environment for now. Be grateful that your parents provided for you. And just take the time and go get yourself a job. And where if they don't want to drive you long distance, they have a right not to want to drive you for whatever reason. So find a local job.
Right.
And then you'll grow from that. You'll grow from that. And as time go on, and you're aiding decide, you see that you want to marry for the right reason, you'll get married, you have a good life. But now you ain't you're not ready for marriage at all. And he's not ready.
I know.
And you're going to get on his nerve real quick and real bad because you're needy.
Oh, man. That's a shock. I am probably needy. Honestly.
No, you are needy. You think this guy going to drive you to work. He's going to provide your needs. You're too needy. He's not ready for all that.
Yeah, he already complains about taking me to get food. So I can't imagine him taking me to work and back.
Right. And don't mention his first name anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's like Dawson or something, they say.
Oh, okay. Ooh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah. But, so calm down, all right?
Okay, I'll try to calm down, relax.
Stop judging your parents.
Okay.
You're 19. Make your bedroom your home. It doesn't mean you ain't know your parents. You don't hang out with them, talk to them, but don't worry about moving out right now. You don't have the money.
Right.
You're not ready to move out. And just
right.
take
I
your
don't
time.
Have any money.
Right. Yeah. And take your time. And you go into 80 with no money, no job, no nothing. What do you think going to happen with that real
He's
fast?
He's going to be like, oh, I don't want her anymore.
Right.
No.
He already complained about buying you food all the time.
I know.
What does he say about that?
He goes, I don't know, but he's just so, he's such a, like, he's like, I have to buy so much. Like, he owns two cars and his own apartment. And he's like, I don't want to buy you food. Have your parents send you money. Like, he's kind of far from a beta, to be honest. Like, he just says things for what they are. And it's kind of hard sometimes. Like, he don't sit there and be like, oh, my little princess, let me buy you dinner. No, he's like, buy your own food.
So just imagine he's 19 and here you come with all your needs.
Oh, geez.
Need to be needed. Met.
He's going to be like, I don't want her here no more.
Right. He'll send you back home so fast to make your head swim.
No.
All right. But, so I got to run, but calm down.
Okay.
Watch those thoughts. Find yourself a job, in a local job there. Save your money. One thing will lead to another.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Urinal Chills monthly supporter, subscriber on Jason Lee Peterson Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Indeed. Says humans overcomplicate everything.
Yeah.
We had the Ten Commandments. Nope. Too simple. LOL. Lots of laughs. Or laughing out loud. We had a perfect constitution, but we had to reinterpret it for some reason.
Yep.
Terrible.
Amazing. Thank you. You're right. What a mess.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JC Lee Peterson. No, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Midnight Newton bought a coffee. Indiana has banned China, Russia, Iran, pardon me, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela from owning or leasing farmland in the state.
Right on.
I didn't know this was a thing. Furthermore, as an Uber rider, I took a pilot to the airport, and he told me the last 29 years, he never would have thought aviation would be this bad.
Me either. It's a mess.
Oh, so he drove in a pilot. I was thinking a Honda pilot for some reason.
No,
I'm all confused.
He's an Uber driver. He took a pilot to the airport, and the pilot was saying, I never imagined aviation would go so bad.
JLP has better listening comprehension than Hake has reading comprehension.
Amazing. He white.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is... Oh, let me... Aries 1 gave a couple of diamonds over on DLive. J.C. Lee Peterson, DLive. And shout out to the top contributors, WD41, Cactus Eater Bear, Aries 1, Evgeny Crosby, Zealous Hermit, Misty, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters over on DLive crew.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go to the first time caller, Tony, out of California. I see here. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you? Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Great, great. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much for a couple of the things that, you know, listening to your show sporadically on different forums, the silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meals, giving an opportunity for the kids and myself, my wife, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. You know, I just want to encourage anyone to try that out, because instead of just saying a routine prayer and then eating, it's amazing to look around after we've done our part of the silent prayer before we eat. And just me asking them, did anybody have anything that they gave up? And it's to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh, yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. Or, you know, it really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. You know, when you're at the, you know, I don't know how old you are, Jesse, but I'm 50. You really don't see too much that's new anymore. And listening to you, I think I got that little tidbit maybe a year or two ago listening to you. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And it's just going to be, it's going to be, you're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Right. Well, and then the second little tidbit I got from you that will just stay with me, that just resonates with me till my last days here, are that all thoughts are lies.
Yeah.
How profound is that? I mean, literally, anytime I share that with folks, you could just see them initially trying to process that because it's too simple to process. But then when they marinate on it a little bit, it just becomes so freeing to understand when you have these, you know, stinking thinking thoughts, don't own those as yours.
Right.
These are just, you could just open yourself up to thoughts. I got to tell you, that's freeing for a lot of people because a lot of times we identify ourselves with those thoughts as though they're our own, and we just walk around being a dirty mess all day.
Yes, and it's interesting, too, because God said, hey, bring all thoughts into captivity. Your thoughts are not your own. They're not my thought. My voice is a voiceless voice. And yet, what do human beings do? They get right into thoughts, and they live in them, they own them. And some people don't even want to hear, hey, you're not your thought. They're like, what the... They don't want to hear that.
Right. Hey, listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. So here's my
Also,
my
I hear the music, so go right to it.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Okay. Hey, so my question is along the lines of forgiveness and love. You know, we have, you know, for instance, when you read a scripture that says love God with all your mind, body,
Tony,
heart,
let's
and
do
soul,
this. Are you able tomorrow? Because we're going to get cut off here in a minute. Can you call me back tomorrow with that?
I sure can.
Okay, when you do call, remind Sean that I asked you to call back, so he'll let me know, and I'll get right to your call.
I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now, and after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Joel Friday TV, and after Joel, and Joel have a guest. He has a guest today. You want to hear this. Everybody, mama, you don't want to miss Joel Friday's interview today or discussion. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby energy, give it to him by God. And he too, he ain't flying high for nothing off energy. I am so out of time. Get on that straight and narrow. Thank you for your super chats and all that. Denzel out of Illinois, Jaime out of Minnesota, Larry, a first-time call out of South Carolina, and somebody just dropped, tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Let's talk then. Thank you.
Amazing.
Call me back. And thank you all for tuning in and calling. Men's Forum Thursday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., every first Thursday night of the month. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Thank you all. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. When your heart changed, it's amazing. Take care, folks. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she's with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.